Hey, it's Graydon.
Hey, me, man. This is my cell number if you ever call me, so, you know.
Okay, cool. So this number's the best one to reach you at? Or the other one?
No, there's another one.
Oh, no, okay, I'm sorry. I thought I might have called you from a different one. Never mind. Hey, anyway, man, I just got your email. Let's see. The tax returns you sent, are those your individual, like, personal tax returns?
Well, I'm an LLC, so my personal is, like, filed with the business.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. So that's the only tax return that you file, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Quick question for you. I'm filling out the application, and it's got annual gross income, and I went ahead and just put our we did 992 or something, I think, in 2014, so I just put 900 on there because I just kind of averaged it. We did, like, 900 then, and then, like, 15 we did. For 14, I just averaged it at, like, around 900, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine, because you don't have your 2015 yet, right?
Right.
Yeah, whatever
average
or...
taxes,
yeah, but, rough estimate, that's totally fine.
The thing I don't get, though, is it's got annual gross income, and it's got annual sales.
You can actually leave the annual gross income blank. Just actually put in your annual sales.
Okay, and then net worth.
Net worth, you can leave that one blank as well, if you're not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Net worth, you got to basically... I would say it's probably around 1.8 or 2 million. Is that like what the company's worth as a whole?
Yeah, that's like total assets, but it could also be including non-tangible assets, like patents or things like that, which are kind of hard to value. So it's totally fine if you don't have like an actual.
I'm gonna put like 2.1 million in there just because we've got a lot of equipment there already. So
that's fine. Yeah. And then do you have any other questions about it?
Nope. I think that's it, man. I should be able to get the rest of it filled out. So.
Okay, cool. And then the bank statements. Don't forget that. Your actual business bank statements.
I'll get those. Those are going to suck, but I'll get them for you.
No worries, man. Like I said, okay. We'll just take kind of a preliminary look. And if it looks like for sure we can't do anything for you, we can get an update in a couple weeks once you're in, like, pot. Like, say if you're in negative right now, we can wait to submit it just so we don't, we don't waste your time.
Okay.
But yeah,
and like I said, even if I'm not looking good, I mean, if you can get a hold of the right people and they're like, yeah, we'll take a cosigner on this with collateral or something, man, that would fix this whole situation. You know what I mean?
Yep. I have that in my notes too. So,
okay,
and,
cool.
that little summary you sent me in the email was actually very helpful too. Cause I usually have to type up a little proposal like that. So you kind of already did that for me. So that was very helpful.
Yeah. And I kind of didn't make sense when I said that, but basically what I did is taking from right now to the end of the year till December, I could push roughly what I'm building now should be around $200,000 with MRL alone, just that one customer, right?
Yeah.
But with this other machine being able to split the workload up and producing twice the amount of assemblies out the door, I'll be able to produce that other number, four or
you
five,
could,
whatever,
yeah,
type fours.
Yeah, you double your output with that, right? Pretty much.
Yep.
What are your profit margins on that product? Do you have an idea, like how much you make on those?
Just a second here, yeah, because I end up having around $783 into it, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I sell them for $3,325.
Wait, so what are those numbers again?
$3,325 is what I sell them for.
Uh-huh.
And I have roughly time and material into those is about $783.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good profit margin, man.
Yeah, and those are, yeah, well, I got lucky because I quoted them high, but the reason why I make such good profit because they are actually a son of a bitch to make, and I make the full, I don't just make a few parts and they put it together, I actually deliver them a full working assembly that they just, and I even paint it here, they actually just take it and bolt it on their machine right from my shop, they take it, bolt it on their machine, and it goes out the door, so they don't even have to touch it, so that's why I make so much profit on those is because I've really dialed in. And the other reason is because nobody else in town, nobody around here can make those. I'm literally, they just tried building five of those in-house last week.
Yeah.
And they screwed every one of them up, and they barely work. They don't open and close like they should. They don't seal right. They make a shitty line. So I actually got a good thing going for me there, you know?
Yeah, you do, man. They should just leave that to you, man. Just let the expert handle it.
that's exactly what they said. They said, well, you know, we've got, because I build all their parts for this machine. They call the Minimac 350 and 400, okay?
Yeah.
It's more of a small three-wheeled machine for detail work, doing, you know, detail like parking lots and doing intersections and all that stuff, okay? And they ship machines all over the world. I mean, like, I'm building 10 guns right now. Three of them will go to South Korea. Three of them will go to Australia. Three of them will go to Europe. So, I mean, they're a huge company. If you look them up, you'll see.
Wow.
See, they only have three machines in their machine shop, three or four machines, and they stay plenty busy building their larger trucks, their actual spray trucks. I build all their thermoplastic components. They build all of their actual spray transfer components.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so they stay plenty busy doing that. They don't have the capacity to do both at the same time, and now they've just realized not only do they not have the capacity, they don't have the skill. So.
Gotcha, yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah, like I said, those are really high profit margins. Yeah, you're like in your growth stage, man. You're just kind of cranking them out. I know it's going to be like kind of tough financially just because you have so much, you know, so many projects going on, so much you want to invest in. So just keep it going, man. I really, like I said, I'm really optimistic about what we can do for you. So, but okay. Like I said, I'll keep you updated. Give me the app and the bank statement.
And then did you get that link I sent you their website? I think I sent you that, right?
Yes, you did. MarkRightLines.com.
Yep, that's them. And then I sent you my website down at the bottom, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
So you can check that out too. And okay. I guess your underwriters can kind of check that out and see that.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah. Check it out right now.
It's all about quality and it's all about growing and making sure that we are on the cutting edge of technology. That way, we're you know securing our future. So.
Yep. Dude, your website's really legit, man. I like it. You have a good, what am I trying to say?
Yeah, it's just a badass layout, man. And then you see how we've got our own icons and everything on there?
Yeah. Did you design those?
I do some of them, but no, I got a guy that does that for me now. I don't have much time.
He's like your webmaster? That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, he's my webmaster. He does all my product photos and all that. See, right now, we have e-commerce is actually operating in the background of this. So when I'm ready to fire up on e-commerce, all we got to do is like $750 and it's all live on the back end of this website already.
Nice.
But we already, man, I got to tell you a funny story. So you got just a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute.
Okay, so my buddy, I used to be Sanjo USA's number one vendor for all their componentry, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's where that 992,000 gross sales come from with Sanjo. So we were building all oil field components to all the trucks that would come here at Billings. We built every single component that went on those frac trucks for refurb. They would take full trucks, pull them all the way down to the frame, and we would build all new componentry to go on them. And all of our stuff would fit then. So that way, if they had a problem in the field, they'd just order from us the part that had a problem, and it would bolt right up. They wouldn't have to spend a day getting it to fit, you know?
Yeah.
So we created a very strong relationship with them, and one of the guys over there, his name's Paul Parkins, is who I created this strong relationship with, and it just worked well because he always had new ideas, and I had the ability to make them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we created this good relationship. Well, then oil took a shit, of course, right?
Yep.
Well, I've been staying alive, finding new business, you know, with like Mark Wright Lines and Signal Peak Energy, that actually the world's largest coal mine, underground coal mine. Mm-hmm. is right here, is 20 miles north of me, is in Roundup, Montana. So I do quite a few parts for them, too. But anyway, so Paul and I had created this relationship with Sanjel doing the oil field stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the oil field took a shit. I've been trying to stay alive around here, you know. And then he's moved down to Arizona for a while and actually started messing around with, you know, the Polaris Razors, the UTV, the side-by-side stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is really weird. This company out of China, it calls me and asks me to make they sent me an email and asked me to make 150,000. They wanted a quote for 150,000.
Holy smokes.
Of these steering wheel adapter hubs, they're called, for a Yamaha side-by-side, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so what did I do? It was for a company called Assault Industries. So what did I do? I got on the phone with Assault and said, hey, how many of those do you guys sell, you know, a quarter and stuff like that, and kind of felt it out. And
uh-huh.
They weren't selling even close to what these guys were trying to order for me, you know?
Right.
So I thought to myself, well, you know what they must be doing? They must be having them made. You know, this Chinese company's having them made. And then what they're doing is they're turning around and selling to all the distributors and cutting Assault, whose product it is, out from underneath them, right?
Uh-huh.
So I told Assault about that. And, you know, they were pretty happy that I let them know that was going on. And they turned around and asked me to quote, you know, they said, well, would you like to make them for us? And I said, well, sure, I'll make them. Well, I don't have a lathe, of course. That's the machine I'm trying to get right now is a lathe. I don't have one. I need your lathe part. So I said, yeah, I'll give you guys a quote. You know, I don't have a machine, but when I do one day, maybe I can make them.
Yeah.
Well, I gave him a quote and stuff, and we just kind of been talking here and there. And Paul calls me from down in Arizona and says, hey, man, I got this insane idea I've been working on. I'm developing the world's first automatic turn signal kit for the side-by-sides. And it's basically got an algorithm writ with an inertia board in it so it can sense the vehicle's movement and know when it turns or makes a lane change and automatically shut off, okay? So we presented it to Assault Industries because obviously we can make a shit ton of these things pretty quick, but we can't market them, right? We would have to start an e-commerce website and then start getting a hold of people, trying to distribute them, right? Big pain in the ass. So why not let a company like Assault that's already got the whole market covered just buy a bunch from us and sell them, you know, under their name. So
yeah, exactly.
We decided to private label this turn signal kit with them. Well, there was a fly in the ointment. We'll say a fly in the ointment. This guy, Caesar, we were dealing with, he was supposed to be talking to his boss about prices and how many they're going to order for their first order and all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't been able to get a hold of him for like 3 or 4 days, and we were supposed to have an answer by now. Well, I finally just called Assault Direct and tried to talk to their boss, and I got a hold of him. And he said that, Caesar's no longer with us. Well, supposedly he was trying to pull a fast one, and all this talking and communicating we've been doing with him, that he supposedly has been talking to his boss, he was trying to go out on his own and buy a bunch of these kits from us and sell them through himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so in the meantime, we got pissed off and started finding other distributors, right? Because we thought, well, Assault doesn't give a shit. Well, then we found this UTVUnlimited.com, and they're a huge e-commerce company. They supply the whole East Coast. And Assault called me back, the owner, and said, hey, we are really interested. We're sorry that all this took place, but we are really interested. We'd love to buy some of them. We'd love to push the hell out of these for you.
Yeah.
So now we got ourselves into a situation where we literally have a distributor for the whole East Coast, UTV Unlimited, and Assault is the West Coast. So now we have two distributors to push this brand new product. And that's the other thing that this lathe will be doing is making a ton of componentry for that product as well, you know.
Oh man, you've been through a lot. That's legit. You've been through a lot.
Yeah, it was
It's funny how things play out though that way.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, here I am thinking I'm going to make $5.5 million off this Chinese deal, which ended up being a horseshit deal. They were just trying to get me to pay a notarization fee. Supposedly there's a notarization fee in China that you have to pay, and that's what they were trying to do was get me to pay into this notarization fee, and then they would have took my money and ran, and I would have never heard from them again, you know?
So it was a scam, basically.
It was a scam, yep. And so
how'd they get your company information?
That's a good question. I don't have a clue. And what's even more of a good question is how did they get Assault's print? Because they sent me Assault's print.
Huh.
You know, of their actual part.
Yeah. Like
like a blueprint to model the part up and then get them quote. So yeah,
it's a stolen or something.
Yeah, something weird. So anyway, I'm all pissed off once I find out it's a scam because I was already looking at another machine to get set up to produce those things fast enough and all this went through all this shit and then to find out it was a scam, I was real pissed, you know. But then to get a hold of, you know, realize that Assault could sell this other stuff for us, I got excited as hell, and then as soon as Caesar wouldn't get back to us, then I'm pissed off again, and then finally now the owner calls me, and now everything's back to hopefully half-assed normal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Man, that's nuts.
But yeah, if you're on the website still, go to the About page.
Yeah.
Go to the About page, and basically you just have your underwriters read that. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, you see where it's kind of lighter gray, and it says Farrell, Mazak, SolidWorks, and Miller.
Let me see. Yes.
Just above that statement for being exceeds expectations.
Yeah.
Not that one. The one right under the welding helmet, or the one right under the picture, where it says our services include.
Yes.
So that right there, if you just have your underwriters read that, that should pretty well seal their thoughts of, you know, where we're headed, you know. We craft worldwide, or we craft parts for worldwide industry leaders, the ground level, local customers in the market for unique parts. Dedication to expansion of technology and passion for the industry secures our creativity to implement technology that's being developed. So that's what it's all about, right, is having the newest, latest, greatest, fastest working things to create the best products on the market, you know.
Perfect. Yeah, we could use stuff like that when we submit your file. What's your background, man? It sounds like you've been doing this for a long time, but I know you're a young guy.
Yeah,
have you been doing this since you were little, or?
No, I helped my grandpa a lot on the farm when he was, I'd go up there every summer and help him, run combines and semis and stuff, and so I started developing that mechanical mind, of having to fix farm equipment all the time, which is a pain in the ass. And then, I would always get upset when you fix something and your fix wouldn't work, and, you think about, well, I thought I fixed that, what the hell's going on? And you start realizing the kind of factors that are taking place that are working against you, and
right.
So I just was always tinkering with stuff and trying to fix things and make it a fix to where it would actually last, and just kind of just started developing a passion for the welding and the machining and the parts, industry. And then, I went to high school, of course, and I did a thing called Career Center where you're taking welding and machining classes and design classes and stuff like that. So I did that and tried to stay out of the classroom as much as I could because I hated it.
Then
I decided I was going to go be a mechanical engineer, so I did 3 years. I got all my generals out of the way and started in on, physics one, chem one, all that shit, and calc. And third year in, I decided I hated it, man. I didn't want to be there anymore. They were teaching. They had old ass CNC machines. They had no reverse engineering capability. They had no 3D printers, man. They had no new technology. So what the hell am I going to sit around and spend a bunch of money for learning old technology?
Yeah, you were you belonged at like MIT or something.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, yeah, they were just implementing old shit, and it's like, the base of mechanical engineering is a very good knowledge to know and to have, but
right.
Anymore, dude, nowadays, you learn all that old shit, and it's done in such a new way now, and in such a faster way.
It's just useless information, what you were learning.
I mean, it's useless information. Why would you sit down and do a calculation for a full day when you can, if you're good enough with the computer software, you can do it in an hour?
Yep.
So you're going to take a kid directly out of school and have him longhand some bullshit, and I'm going to sit here and learn, not spend the money on school, spend it on this software, learn that software better than the kid that just spent $5 billion in school, and I'll kick his ass every day of the week.
Yep, exactly. So you took what you needed and learned what you needed to learn and just kind of flew off from there. Sounds like a pretty smart move, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was my thing, is I wanted to get the newest, latest, greatest technology in my hands and learn it better than anybody else in my area,
Yep.
And now what it's done is, in my area, there's nobody that even touches me. But, now what it's doing is expanding me into a nationwide, For example, I'm literally the only one probably in the nation right now that's actually scanning real-time 3D reverse engineering with Faro's brand-new laser blue line scanner, blue line laser scanner, inside SolidWorks with an NVIDIA 5100 card. I'm probably literally the only one doing it, and I know I am because we could not get it to work. I've been screwing with it since last August to get it to actually work, and it hasn't worked. And I've been on the phone with Faro and DesignWorks and SolidWorks and NVIDIA, and finally NVIDIA, I had to send one of my cards in, and they did something to my board and my card, my graphics card, and now it's probably the only one that's actually picking up data off of a blue line laser scan. So I mean, it's just cool stuff like that. I mean, it sucks because you're always a guinea pig,
but
as long as you just keep at it every single day and keep hitting at it, I mean, it comes around,
just keep it moving, and you gotta, it sounds like you're really passionate and you got a lot of drive. So, and again, you're a young guy, so you got your work cut out for you there.
Yeah, so this machine I'm getting now is $330,000 machine, but what I really want is Mazak makes a machine called an Integrex that's just stupid. I mean, you can build anything, like engine blocks on it. I mean, just it really pushed me into a new envelope of parts, aerospace components and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that thing's up around 800-900, so that's gonna be my next goal after this lathe,
Yep, after you do some more growth and stuff, yeah. Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to helping you out with that as well, man, once we get this thing in place for you, hopefully.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
But let me go ahead and finish sending me the rest of the application and the bank statements, and then as soon as I get it, I'll get the process going and hopefully have it submitted by the end of the day and hear back if not tomorrow, the next day. So
okay, that sounds good, man.
All right, great, and nice chatting with you, man. We'll talk soon.
You too, Julian.
Right, take care. Bye bye.